Team O'Neill is a tour de force. With an all-for-one and one-for-all mentality, Doug O'Neill and his crew are an impressive sight at any racetrack they invade. Assistant trainer Jack Sisterson explains.
It starts at the top, and it's a domino effect down, and Doug sets it, you know, his standards, and people want to be around Doug. People want to put the best foot forward for Doug. Within the barn, you know, the positive effects, it really comes off on the horses. And Doug's results are proven. Doug comes in the mornings and he'll make a point to walk around the whole barn and good morning guys and fist pump each hot walker and groom. And it's amazing the grooms and the hot walkers, how hard they want to work for Doug. And it really does rub off on the horses.
Jack also credits owners Paul and Zilla Redham for standing behind Team O'Neill through thick and thin.
Paul and Zilla Redham put a lot of money into this sport and deserve all the success and more that they've had. Whether it's the highs and the lows, they're always 150% behind Doug and the whole team, which gives us the confidence in the world to wake up to work and be around their horses. And, you know, with Paul and Zilla, they make this whole Triple Crown journey just more enjoyable. You know, whether or not it's working hands-on with the horse or whether or not it's at dinner time with them. And we can't thank them enough. And money for us couldn't buy the experience that Paul and Zilla's horses have given to us.
Of course, Nyquist's Triple Crown schedule was formulated by Doug and Team O'Neill.
He had a real strong campaign as a two-year-old, five starts. And when we were successful in the Breeders' Cup, we all sat down like a week after and started mapping out a plan for a three-year-old campaign, with the dream being the Derby and beyond, and thought the San Vicente and the Florida Derby were perfect spots. And what we learned from I'll Have Another was, you know, it does take a beating on them, obviously, you know, three races in a short period of time if you're so lucky to get there. So the thought was, hey, this horse has got such a great foundation from his two-year-old season. Let's try to get two preps. And we're so blessed in Southern California that we don't miss a beat training-wise. So he's got a good foundation in the morning. He'll be afternoon fresh.
Doug couldn't be happier with the way Nyquist has been training for the Kentucky Derby.
But he's had a lot of good gallops. He's had a lot of real stamina. Mile Works, kind of the Jude Fell, the Whittingham, the Warren Studi, that kind of mentality.
Both confident and hopeful, Doug and his team know that Derby feeling.
It's been a real smooth journey so far, and hopefully at just short of seven, there'll be a lot of high-fiving. If you're successful, that enthusiasm and excitement and great feeling lasts for weeks. I'm so pumped up. I can't wait.